No, but let me know when you are ready.
I am ready.
No, but let me know when you... Oh.
I am ready.
Oh, we're taping.
Oh.
And welcome to The Deuce. I'm Brad.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are doing episode 32?
I suppose.
32 it is.
30...
It's 32.
Okay.
Yeah. What are we doing?
We are doing Step Up 2, : The Streets.
Now, it's been a while since we've recorded.
Yeah, it has been. That's my fault.
Yeah.
I was ill, and literally we went to go to record. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
Uh-huh, last week.
And my vocal cords just could not take it, so I do apologize. But yeah, we are back.
Better than ever.
Better than ever. Well, we are at least back. So, and ready to record.
Oh, yeah, we're back, but that's about it.
Yeah. So, should we?
it's been a while.
No, what is our format exactly?
I've been podcasting on my other podcast because I'm healthy.
You have been podcasting on your other podcast.
Yeah, you haven't done this in a while.
No, I haven't. It's been a few weeks.
It's been a hot minute. Yeah.
But you know, speaking of your other podcast, I think we should hear a little bit more about that.
Oh no, no one wants to hear that.
We're
trust
going
me.
To. So no, after no these messages,
no,
we will be
no
right back.
No one wants
back.
To hear that.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
All right, guys, let's do this. ABC D-Bags promo, take one.
And welcome back to ABC Douchebag. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go.
I'm stopping that.
Okay. Why don't we try that again? ABC D-Bags promo, take two.
I'm Daniel. And I'm Andy. And this is the Daniel and Andy Show. Ha ha.
Guys?
Damn it, I drank all that water for nothing, Tony.
Ha ha. Got you. Now you have to do this entire podcast and not pee.
Damn it.
Hey, guys? Oh, boy.
And welcome to ABC D-Bags. I'm Bradley D.
Back again.
And we're back again. They didn't cancel us.
You know, let's go with it. Check out ABC D-Bags at abcdbags.podbean.com or on Stitcher, iTunes, or even on their Facebook page. And remember, that's ABC D-Bags with a Z.
And we're back. Sorry, had to be done.
No one wants to hear that.
Tons of people want to hear that. People who don't particularly like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People on the go
mm-hmm.
who want to get a quick podcast in.
Sure. Yeah.
People right. who love learning the alphabet out of order.
A lot of people like learning the alphabet out of order. They're called old writers for that show, The Letter People. Come and meet the letter people. All right. Today we are doing a dance movie. We're going to start our dance movies.
Yep. So there was a few of them we looked at. I will say at one point we had looked up Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
And more of a prequel.
Yeah, it's like a prequel. It's more of like a sidequel kind of thing. So since we had other good examples of like true sequels, we thought we'd just kind of axe that one. So
we thought, let's do this movie.
Yeah, so this one will work. We'll do this. So we are doing Step Up 2, : The Streets.
The Streets.
See, I thought the first time it was just Step Up 2, The Streets.
Oh.
And so I thought they were saying to step up to the streets.
Is it like a play on? Like
yeah, two? And then two was just, you know, like how they have, like, look who's talking to.
Oh, gotcha. Kind
of, like they're playing around with the two thing. But no, it is, I found out it's Step Up 2 with the subtitle The Streets.
All right. Now that everyone has that figured out.
I know you're all worried about it.
Why don't we drop the deuce on the streets?
Let's do it.
Do it to it.
All right. So we open on a faux old-timey video of breakdancing. So we see like people kind of like in the classic like 80s garb.
Is it really old?
Yeah, I don't think it is. So. It looks like it's filmed with a new camera, and they're just using that like a filter over it.
Grainy.
Yeah, it
someone
looks pretty
stepped
new.
On it. Someone breakdanced on it.
Yes. on a piece of cardboard that has like iPod written on the side of it so that you know it's not from the 80s. So the narrator, she starts telling us a story about how she grew up in the city and she always loved watching the dancers. If they got good enough, they got called up to take part in the streets.
The streets.
The streets, which is where the best of the best compete. So it's like a dance competition, like to see who the best people are. Her mom encouraged her to go for her dreams of being one of these dancers. But when the narrator was 16, her mom died. And then everything, including the streets, changed after that for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the narrator, of course, is our main character, Andy.
Andy.
So she's telling us the story and recounting it.
She's given us way too much exposition.
You know what? I thought it was okay because it wasn't exposition about
the previous movie.
Yeah. It was exposition about just like setting up.
Yeah.
I was okay with it.
Okay.
It's like, to me, it was like the intro to the Newsies. It's, you know, where it gives you pertinent information.
Until all day, one thing changed. Yeah. That's my cigar. You'll steal another. Hey, bummers, we got work to do. I can do the whole soundtrack.
You should.
No one wants to hear that. People have been waiting for us to produce another episode. Come on.
We are working on it.
Okay.
Anyway, so we come to a subway car. And there's a couple of seedy-looking individuals who are boarding the train. Like
there's a guy who looks like
there's a bum getting on at one end, and then on the other side there's a guy who's just wearing like a puffy coat and keeps reaching inside of his jacket like he's going for like a gun or sure. I don't know what he's doing, but he looks
suspicious.
Yeah, he's making moves.
Looks like a troublemaker.
People. And so. Like there's other people on there. There's a nurse who looks like she's at the end of her shift.
Mm-hmm.
Some old guy
who looks like he's at the end of his shift.
Yes, in a more of a life type of sense.
Sure.
A mother with a baby, and like a businessman. So, you know, it's just a regular assortment
it's a
of
who's
individuals.
Who.
So one of these guys, the guy with the coat, the troublemaker looking guy, he puts on a mask and starts like playing drums on the glass between the subway cars and starts dancing.
Yes.
And the other guy, the bum, starts doing it too. So they're dancing around, and there's a cool thing with like the bum guy, he does this thing where he grabs a hold of like the handrails. And, like, pulls himself up so his feet are on the roof of the car. And he's, like, dancing upside down like that. So he's dancing upside down. It was pretty cool. Like, it obviously takes a lot of, you know, being in shape and you know, good core to be able to do that.
Right.
So,
right.
So pretty soon, anyone they're getting next to starts dancing.
So it's a dance flash mob. Dance party.
Flash mob. So pretty soon anyone they're getting next to starts putting on masks and dancing too, including like the mother with the baby who then throws the fake baby at somebody.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then like the nurse.
Now, when did this movie come out? 2007?
Yeah,
I think. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
When was the heyday of flash mobs? I thought that was like 2000. When was that?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
It was not that far off from there.
Right. But this is also the heyday of, like, America's Next Dance Crew, and
yeah.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes, exactly.
Electric Boogaloo.
You were a little off timeline on the Electric Boogaloo one.
Yeah, you're right.
So, of course, the old white guy and the other business people seem terrified that people are dancing around them. Like, they left the town in Footloose to escape all of that, and it followed them here, so... eventually
John Lithgow,
the train comes to a stop and the kids all run off. And of course the business people point out to the transit authorities, which direction they went. So the kids escape between the efforts of like, the bumbling transit cops and their supernatural kind of parkour dancing abilities.
Yeah.
So, like, they're, like, I mean, they're sliding down things, flipping up things. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah, they planned this.
Yeah, it's obviously
this
they.
This is their crew.
I think at first we were like, why are the cops chasing them?
Right, what's the crew's name again?
The 410.
The 501 Jeans crew?
Yes, the Formula 409 crew. But no, they are jumping around, they're hopping, flipping. We didn't know what was going on, but I think later on they tell us a little bit. But basically the authorities are after them because they're just being disorderly in public.
Again,
so.
Fine dancing.
Very this. Fine dancing. They're doing a great job.
A lot of in the movie is fine.
Yeah.
It's the strength of the movie.
Yeah, and the music is fine, too. Like, it fits well enough, like, as far as, like, their, like, the dance music.
Yeah, but it does, like, again, I don't remember when this was, 2007 or something like that. This movie feels dated, though, to me.
A little bit.
Yeah, it has, yeah, it doesn't hold up as much for me, but go ahead.
Well, now that, like, more, like, phones have video on them and stuff. But that's the thing. Like, they had to record things and then put them up online. They're like, upload them.
Mine is more the culture aspect of it.
Yeah. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, eventually the kids escape and they blend into the crowd. But, oh, when we see it, it looks like the businessman was actually one of them.
What?
I know. He's being tricky. So he was filming it the whole time. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry about that. He was filming it
the whole time. Are you sure you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine. He was filming it the whole time. So back at the hideout, Andy and Tuck, who is their leader, talk about the performance. Tuck asks her out, and we kind of get the feeling that like he's asked her out multiple times. But she says no, that she has to help with Sarah, who's her guardian, and her mom's best friend.
Her mom's best friend.
Yeah, but she has to go help Sarah with some stuff.
I'm gonna assume that maybe they danced together. It's never really said that they were. Or
no, they haven't. But it'd be an interesting. I wonder if it was like a prequel. That'd be neat.
I don't know.
So on the TV when she gets home, they say that the 410 is a dangerous group of dancing criminals.
You know those dance gangs.
Back then, flash mobs were
rampant.
Were real flash mobs. They were.
Yeah, they're not really doing anything bad. They're just dancing.
Yeah, they didn't hurt anybody. They didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think these are dangerous dance.
No, that crews. Was a little extreme. But I think they're trying to play up the gang aspect of it.
Yeah, like, but even that is not even like, whatever.
If they were trying to roll with real gangs, these guys have been dead a long time ago. So they're wanted. By the police for the most recent series of...
A dance square? Like a jazz hands? That's your weapon of choice?
Yeah.
Ooh, sharks and jets.
Yes.
Go ahead.
They've been running rampant ever since the sharks and jets.
Since the West Side Story.
From your first cigarette.
I remember back in the day, those dance crews, those sharks and those jets, causing trouble. Nothing's changed.
So it says they're wanted for the most recent in a series of brutal attacks.
Attacks on what?
Dance attacks, I guess.
On fine culture?
Yeah. Ooh. People should not be dancing. It's forbidden.
I feel like John Lithgow's character wrote this.
So Sarah says she wants Andy to stop running with the 410. She made a promise to Andy's mom, but she won't let Sarah in to help her. So she's sending her to live with her actual aunt in Texas.
Yeah.
So I wasn't quite sure where this was going at this time. I was like, you're going to be in Texas doing stuff? But
her guardian, by the way, is played by, she's in The Wire.
Yeah.
She plays the lesbian detective. I love her character in The Wire.
And she's fine in this, too.
Oh, she's great in The Wire.
Yeah. Yeah, she does fine in this as well. I really enjoyed her character. I don't think we see as much of her as I would expect.
Things happen to her in the Wire, and it pisses me off, but that's fine. That's for a different podcast.
Yeah. So Andy packs up a backpack full of stuff, and she decides she's going to run away. So she calls one of her friends. I think I put Sophie, but I don't think that's right. But she calls one of her friends looking for a place to basically hide out.
I thought it was her friend Sophie.
It wasn't so. Her name's not Sophie. Sophie's from the school.
There's only three girls in this dance crew, I swear.
Sophie's not one of them at all.
Okay.
Sophie is the girl from school.
Okay. Yeah, then no.
Yeah, there was for a while they weren't very clear with the names. That's why I was like, who?
But go back. There are three girls in the dance crew. They have to have like one white girl, one black girl, and then what's her face? Like Cuban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Missy.
I thought that was weird. I was like, you can't have other girls. You have to have one of each.
It's true. It is true.
Yeah.
So Andy goes to watch the streets, after she calls her friend, and she runs into Tyler. So this is our callback to the previous movie.
Never see the first one, but I'm going to assume this is the callback to the first movie because it is the biggest star in this movie.
Yeah.
Which is Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Yeah. He says Sarah's looking for her and tells her to get her act together and go back to, go to the Maryland School for the Arts, MSA, which is like their, it's like the dance academy or arts academy. They're in Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
Because for a while we couldn't figure out where they were.
Yeah.
And we're like, Maryland, we're closer. And I think eventually they say Baltimore, and I was like, ah, gotcha. And we don't even really, like, I think all the more you hear from the first movie is, how is so-and-so doing? Oh, she's fine. Yeah. We're dancing over here.
Doing? Yeah.
And that's it. And actually, I was okay with that. Like,
me too.
They don't delve that much into it. And they really don't need it. So, I thought that was well done. But, so, Sarah's going to give Andy just one last chance. But she has, but Andy has to work hard and stay in school. Of course, Andy says no.
We didn't talk about the dance-off between, were we getting there?
We're getting there.
Okay, good.
Andy says no way, she doesn't want to do that. Like, she's done. She's going to get sent to Texas. She wants to be at the 410. You know, this is not a good deal. So Tyler challenges her to a dance-off. So if she wins, she can do whatever she wants. If he wins, she has to go to the Maryland School of Arts.
And she has to finish the sequel.
Yes, and she has to stay in this
movie.
Remainder of the movie.
Yeah.
So now they have the first dance-off. And so they dance, and they like take these platforms out of the ground, so that there's like trampolines.
Trampolines? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So they dance, but clearly he's better because he's like flipping off of things and like flipping over.
Well, he's Channing Tatum.
Well, yeah, of course he is. And there's this one part. Eventually the dance finishes.
Yeah.
The dance finishes. This actually was super cool.
I thought it was too.
Yeah, he uses a trampoline to like jump up and like grab onto this bar on
the
balcony.
The rafter kind of thing?
Yeah, there's like a bar thing on this balcony or rafter or whatever it is, but he grabs a hold of it.
Puts and his shirt underneath
it. He like lifts himself up and hooks his shirt on it, and then when he drops, he just like drops out of the shirt.
Seamlessly.
Yeah, and it's just
like
still
nothing.
Up there. And everybody goes nuts, and I was like, holy shit, that was pretty,
pretty
good.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it's not going to work. So clearly Tyler wins, and Andy kind of skulks away, and as she's doing that, this mysterious man shows up.
Clearly better than Jupiter Ascending.
Clearly. So, this mysterious man in a black hoodie says, oh, you know, all these people, they're just haters because you're dope, is what he tells her.
Yeah.
Or he goes, or it could just be because she lost. I mean, that's part
right.
of it, too. But as they left, we see the man in black, like, doing, like, the robot or these, like, herky-jerky dances.
Yeah,
I was like, that's weird. So Tyler talks to Sarah. Turns out she didn't give the chance. Like she said, he was just going to talk to her.
Yeah.
So he begs her to give another chance to Andy. And so she's got to get and do an audition. And she thought that he was just going to get her into this Maryland School of the Arts. Like he's like on the board of directors.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, I have to audition. He's like, yes, you do. Like, what's wrong with you? So she has to audition. So Andy's friends, they walk her to this audition. And when she gets there, they're auditioning a ballerina who I guess they believe has good form. They're just talking about, right. Look at this, so classic.
But they're also like bored by her.
Yeah.
They're like, we've seen this over and over again.
Yeah, and the main guy, Blake, he is like the dean of students or whatever. He is just enthralled by her dancing. We see another guy in a hoodie. Looks like our guy from the day before.
Ooh.
Who he's like, we've seen this. This is the same thing. And then he says, oh, you don't like her because she can't spin on her head. Which, like, that's the only move breakdancing people do.
Yes, all about spinning that's the on only move. Head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Blake says,
like, can you spin on your head? You can. You're part of the 501.
You're in 401.
Or the 5. No, it's the 501 jeans.
Sponsored by Levi's. So Blake says he was brought in because he can teach anyone to dance. So Andy then comes up to audition. She's doing well. Like, I mean, she's doing well with like a hip hop, you know, dance portion of this.
Yeah.
But Blake cuts her off and is like, all right, thanks, goodbye, and kind of shoos her away. The hoodie guy says she's the best dancer that they've seen today. And of course, Blake condescendingly says she's a street dancer. And then so
street dancer.
The guy in the hoodie says, "What's the matter, Blake? I thought you could teach anyone to dance."
Right.
So we've gone into Pygmalion territory.
Yeah.
My Fair Lady,
like,
kind of.
Yeah, like she's all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, I thought this movie was going to do that for a while.
Yes. I think part
this
of it
for the beginning of it doesn't know what it wants to be.
That's what I felt like too.
Yeah.
It's kind of all over the board. It finds some cohesion later, but
later on, but yeah, at the beginning.
So Andy goes and meets up with her crew, the 410, and Tuck gets mad when Andy gets a phone call. Turns out she's in. So Tuck says they need to get ready for their gig, which means rehearsals every day at 4 p.m. No excuses.
Yeah.
But the bad news is she's also going to have class. So, you know, we better hope that all works out. So at school, we go back to the school. Andy struggles to meet anybody. Nobody's really talking to her. They're all rich, and she's, of course, from the streets. So they're just not having any of it. So when she goes to eat by herself, she's joined by Moose.
Moose,
who's another loner student. And no, yeah. not Christine from You Can't Do That on Television.
What a great reference. No, but didn't we say he's kind of a cross between Michael Cera and Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that describes him pretty accurately. So he's kind of that, like, goofy, sidekicky type character. So, let's see. So she talks about the lunch, which is tofu and green beans. He says his tofu dog is both nutritious and delicious. It's like candy canes at Christmas. And that kind of thing.
I don't know what kind of Christmas this guy has.
So Moose takes her around and kind of introduces us to some of the characters and talks about who's there. And so we run into, like, Sophie, who is the princess. She's kind of the popular girl who's good at the art stuff. She's like a classically trained ballerina of some kind. And she actually is dating Chase, who is the big man on campus. And they happen to actually run into him at the same time. So Andy actually runs into him. And it turns out it's the guy, the hoodie man who we saw in the rehearsals earlier.
So now we figured out who the hoodie guy is.
Yeah. So he says she's got moves for a little dancer, which of course she takes offense to, because he's being a little, you know,
don't be a punk.
Demeaning. Yeah. Yeah. And so turns out Blake is his brother, and their family formed the whole school, so right. They're rich.
So they know all about the streets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's going because he's fascinated by that world.
Yeah. I want to sleep with common people.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So they, in class, they start by improvising dances to random music. So Chase dances to a Mudvayne song, I think it is.
Yeah.
To some rock thing.
Didn't know you could, but sure.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of cool. So we did like, it was almost like kind of a interpretive dance and had a little sure. street dancing in there and some classic ballet kind of stuff mixed together. Andy gets some kind of slow song, but she just keeps like freaking gyrating. Out, like street dancing, like she's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she looks nuts.
Oh, no, she looks like she's having a seizure.
Yeah, it's yeah. terrible. And of course, they're like, whoa, let's try this again. And of course, they play something else that's fairly slow, and she's like doing like the running man kind of thing and like bouncing her ass around. I mean, it was like, it was so weird. Like why she would, and when we were watching it, we're like, just slow that down. Like
yeah.
she could have slowed that down to match the tempo and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But instead she's all like, like trying to go real fast.
What kind of dancer are you that you don't get rhythm?
Yeah, I know, right?
I just didn't
get
that.
If it's not going a million miles a minute, I just can't dance.
Like, you can do the street thing, but you can just do it more slow, right?
Yeah.
No.
So Blake dismisses her from class, but tells her she has after school sessions. But her crew.
But my crew.
Yeah, so... Tuck, you know, told him to be there by 4 o'clock, but now she's going to have after school session. So we got a problem. So she talks to Chase after school. And of course, like she actually, makes this rich, like she has a pretty funny moment where she goes, she asks him if boy bands are making a comeback, meaning he looks like he's part of the boy bands.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty boy face, whatever.
And he says, yeah, we have a class for that. He's getting straight A's. And I was like, oh, he just crushed your joke.
Oh.
Like he was, but he says, you know, she says she has to go to rehearse with her crew. Chase realizes she was the girl from the club. And of course, he asks if she can get him a chance to perform there at the club. And she lectures him about the streets not being fancy dance arenas. Like, the streets are about pure dance and not about, like, you know, trampolines and these other tricky things that they have there that, like, he saw. Like, it's supposed to be about, you know,
it's
being
raw.
The master of your body in dancing.
It's raw.
Yeah. So Andy gets to the 401's rehearsal a little late. Missy and their other friend, whose name escapes me at the moment, tried to cover for her, but Tuck calls her out on it. And, of course, Blake calls her out and says, you know, don't be late next time or you're out.
Don't be talking on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
So Blake later is teaching Andy.
This is when, like, those flip-up cell phones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they, like, the keyboard flips, like,
yeah,
like, with your thumbs up?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Boost Mobile.
Yes, like those things.
Yeah.
That's one of those were popular.
With, like, where the face of it, like, would spin around.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Spins like a dance club.
Well, remember before that, they were, like, you would always have to use the 10 key.
Right.
The, whatever that was called, instead of having an actual keyboard. So that was when this was becoming big.
Yeah.
But it was a physical keyboard still.
Yeah, that's true.
So Blake is teaching Andy how to dance classically while Chase practices his street dancing. And we actually finally get to see Andy progressing a little bit. So she's learning, you know, finally able to kind of pull off some of the moves. Before she just wasn't there. But now she's starting to pick things up. Tuck is trying to get a hold of Andy to go over to his house. Of course, she's passed out in the course of her studies and dancing and everything. You see her passed out, and she's got her books around her. And
right.
I mean, she didn't even make it to dinner, according to Sarah. So, like, she's just out.
Yeah.
Later, we see Moose and Andy hanging out, and he actually breaks it down for Andy. And she encourages him to dance, but that's not what the art classes he's in. He's actually in, like, in the visual aid kind of a thing. Like, he's doing the computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does, like, lighting design and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not that bad of a dancer. He dances like a candy cane, something that he loves.
Yeah. Like candy canes at Christmas. Like
candy canes at Christmas.
So, later on, Chase dances with the class, but Blake busts him down for mixing classic dance with street. And, of course, Chase has a rich boy hissy fit and storms out. Andy asks him how it feels.
Is that what those are called?
What?
Rich boy hissy fits?
That's what I called it.
Oh, so, I mean, thank God we're over that. We don't have that in our culture anymore.
I'm so glad there's no more class disparity. So Andy asks him how it feels living in the shadow of a legend. And there's like all these pictures up of Blake dancing like in professional companies. He says he doesn't have to take that from a charity case. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
First of all, drag name.
Shitty man.
Charity case, drag name.
That's a good charity. That's a good.
I think it is a drag queen.
Is it charity case?
I think she was on RuPaul's.
I like it.
Yeah.
But she, of course, storms off and just calls him an ass and just, you know, leaves. But, I mean, technically, she started it. She was talking shit about him being the shadow of a legend. So, I mean, she kind of started this. And, of course, when he snaps back, she can't take it.
Right.
Later, Chase apologizes and said he'll drive her to her cruise rehearsal so that she can make it on time.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I think he just wants to see, like, the ghetto.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'm loving it.
How?
So, she shows up late, and Jenny, Jenny, that's her friend's name, Jenny.
Yeah, from the block.
Yeah. Jenny balls her out. She accuses Andy of putting them on the back burner for her school. When Tuck breaks up the argument and asks what's going on, no, Felicia, that's her name.
Oh, yeah.
It's Felicia. Jenny's somebody else. Felicia.
From the
block. I think this is when I was trying to figure out what Felicia the hell her name was.
It doesn't matter.
It's Felicia.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. So Felicia says to ask Andy what's going on. And, of course, she says, what's she talking about? What's going on? So she confesses that she's been going to the Maryland School of Arts. Tuck accuses her of lying to the crew and kicks her out. So she's out of the 410.
Oh, darn.
I know. She can do better.
I think, no. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty good dancers.
No, they're good. I mean, she can do better. She doesn't need that abuse.
No,
she
doesn't.
It's kind of an abusive.
Yeah,
kind of. It's like Fagin with Oliver. you're not stealing from people. Get out. You're out of the.
What are you talking about?
An Oliver Twist.
Oh, no, I don't know any of that.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
a Dr. Seuss book?
Yeah, it's a Dr. Seuss book.
I don't know any Dr. Seuss. I only read Shel Silverstein.
It was a Dr. Seuss and Charles Dickens collaboration. It was the best of time. It was the warped of times.
I just thought Fabian, like the 50s. It was like a 50s singer named Fabian.
Fabian?
Yeah, Fabian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Okay.
So that's what I thought you were talking about. I was like, what? Are you?
No, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. That's okay. I don't know what he sings. I got to look that up, but keep going.
Okay, so in the meantime, so Andy's in a bad mood the next day at school. So after nearly taking out a cellist in the hallway, she bites Chase's head off. Of course, he cheers
her
up. What's that?
Literally.
Figuratively. He cheers her up. She says she got... he's trying to cheer her up, basically. She says she got kicked out of her crew. And, of course, he's like, hey, well, then start your own one. Like, and we'll be in it. And, of course, she's like, no one's going to want to leave their perfect little world to be part of this. And that's when Chase says there's more than meets the eye with this school. So he starts introducing us to people, like these other students, who are kind of the outcasts of the school. As an example, there's Hare, who is like this hippie. He looks like a kind of like a hippie Savion Glover.
Yeah.
Who's tap dancing. They say he's like a tap dance rhythm god who makes up his own dances because he gets bored trying to do what everybody else is doing. Then we have Jenny Keto. And so Keto is an Asian exchange student who doesn't speak much English, but she's obsessed with hip-hop. Like, everything she learned is from hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Asian girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was looking at Fabian.
Then there's a girl named Fly, who's very quiet until the music starts. And then she's, you know, a terrific dancer. And she is also very tall.
That's why they call her Fly.
I guess. Yeah. Monster, who is the resident daredevil. He does, like, stunt stuff for theater. Oh, yeah, yeah. But he never actually gets the spotlight himself. There's Cable, who is their AV guy. That's it. And then Smiles, who is a nice guy, but he's not pretty enough for the MSA. Well, like,
who's the one from Glee?
Cable.
Right? Okay, yeah. Chang?
Josh? No, not... No. What was his name? Mike Chang.
Mike Chang. Yeah. From Glee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course...
the famous Chang-Chang couple. Tina Chang.
So there's Smiles, who's a nice guy, and he's a great dancer, but they never feature him in anything because he's not pretty enough for the MSA. Like, they want pretty people to be on their
right.
covers. And Andy, of course, says, all right, Moose needs to be in. Her one contribution to all of this is Moose.
This movie's all over the place. It was She's All That. Now it's the Bad News Bears. What's going on?
It's like, yeah, like X-Men. They're, like, recruiting.
It could be anything.
It's like a superhero team.
Set to dance.
Yes. The, yes, it's like the League of Extraordinary Jitterbugs.
It's
fame.
It's all this. It's,
yeah.
It's a jumbled mess.
Now we get a practice montage. So I like that they're not all experts, that they're actually having to practice. It's not like just suddenly every one of them knows how to dance, right? Like they're actually, and they're not only that, but they're learning from each other. So everyone is good at something different, and they're all contributing to the final piece. I thought that was very interesting. It was a good montage.
Yeah. I mean, this movie's, again, full of too many montages.
Right. But, I mean, yeah. But it's mostly about the dance, so it's the easiest way to show that, too. So, I thought this was a fine scene. So, Chase suggests they take the crew to the club to go check out the competition. So, when they get there, Tuck and his crew show up and talk shit to the MSA crew. And of course, Andy's a little embarrassed by them at first. Tuck challenges them. Basically, he challenges them to a dance-off. And so the MSA crew gets up there, and they start dancing. And their moves are just basic. They are basic as fuck.
Oh, they are, yeah.
they were really weak.
Basic.
Well, but they've only been dancing for like a short basic. Amount of time.
Yeah, right.
So, of course, the DJ cuts them off. You know, it's like, okay, we're stopping this. And the 401 basically start their dance.
I figured they would have something before they went to this place.
But they did, but it just wasn't up to par. I mean, like, they're working on it. They're new at it. Yeah. They had a routine that was kind of together, but also
yeah, but
they weren't 100%
don't be upset
yet.
When, like, the other crew is so much better, and you're like, yeah. Oh, we will never make it.
Yeah. The of course, the 401 challenges them back, and of course, the 401 is great. But it's like one performance versus a seasoned crew.
Right.
I mean, these people have obviously been together, and they've talked about them on the news. I mean, they're infamous. So, back at the kids go back to the school, and there they contemplate giving up. Easy enough. Just give up. Missy.
Don't give up.
Missy shows up. So Missy is one of the friends from the 401.
Right.
She show or 410. She shows
now
up.
I got you doing it.
She shows up and apologizes to Andy and everybody else, saying, you know, that was rude. They shouldn't have done that. And really, she says she quit the 404 file not found, or whatever they're called. She gave up on them because that was bullshit. So she stopped.
Yeah.
She just wants to be friends with Andy and by extension, the rest of the crew. So Missy suggests to get their name out there by pulling a prank.
Oh, because that's how a new crew gets the name out,
yeah,
right?
That's how they get respect and right. They get their respect back. They have to pull a prank and put it online so that the world can see the
on
other
that
group getting pumped.
World Wide Web.
Yes.
I think at this point they're using AOL.
I see. So when you put your search into Metacrawler, then it pops up. Was that still a thing then? Okay, so we see this video now. Tuck is...
It's at, making the rounds. I mean, we're talking
Tuck
tons
is
of
back
hits.
At his place with everybody else. Like, he's back at his hideout or whatever. Yeah. And... I think it was, I can't remember if it was Felicia or somebody else was like, oh my God, you have to see this. And they pull up this video, and there's this YouTube video with like, you see Tuck.
The crew, yeah.
Tuck is walking with some of the other people, and you see people behind them like dancing.
Like they're bums.
Yeah, they look like bums, but they're just dancing in the background. Like every time their back is turned, they're just like break dancing behind them.
I thought
just
that
to,
was
like,
funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was fine.
And then, it like that happens. Like obviously, this is happening throughout his entire day. He doesn't know people are filming him.
He doesn't know,
and he doesn't know there are dancers.
Ha ha.
Then it gets a little weird.
It gets kind of a little
like
breaking
it's
kind of
creepy,
entering.
Right? Like a little freaky. They enter his house,
yeah,
and are like dancing all over his house,
right? Which is what you do when in a prank,
right? And then while they're there, they're like going through all his stuff, putting on his clothes, and then they hide like dead fish in his
like
vents.
Yeah, like a la like grumpy old men style.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so weird. It was such a weird moment.
And like, you tell me like you did not smell that fish? You had so many people in there, and no one smelled that fish?
Right. Eventually you think they would.
Yeah.
So of course he is pissed. Tuck finds the fish in the vents and just has a meltdown at that point. So the Fantastic Four step are practicing.
That's what you call the crew?
I change it up. Like,
I call them J Crew. That's what I call them. Because there are a lot of white people in this crew.
There are.
More than the street crew.
The 410.
Yeah.
I'm calling them Fantastic Four Step or the League of Extraordinary Jitterbugs.
I do like J. Crew, too.
Yes, J. Crew is excellent. As they leave, basically they're practicing and they're leaving. Sophie catches them. She says, well, I was going to come in to do some work for this like society or whatever, like fundraising
the,
event.
The fundraiser thing.
But I couldn't get in. How did you get in? He goes, oh, yeah, we couldn't get in either because he's... He let them in.
What do you mean?
The
You're
key.
Walking out of the door. You couldn't get in? She sees you.
And so.
Good cover up, Chase.
So the kids say they're going to go to Missy's barbecue. But of course, Sophie's like, oh, I'll come along because she doesn't want to let Chase out of her sight.
Way to be like, crash the party.
Yeah, right. So Missy makes Andy get all dressed up to meet her cousin.
Her cousin.
Her cousin.
We're talking
Alejandro.
Like a block. This block party's hopping.
Yes,
so, it's moving and grooving.
Of course, like Chase takes notice of Andy.
What are they Latin?
Yes.
Okay.
I think and I think somewhere they said they were Puerto Rican. But
Puerto Rican.
I don't know. I wasn't.
I
want to
be
but I wasn't
culturally
sure.
sensitive, but I just don't know what it is. So you know, whatever.
They're Latina. She's Latina.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay, but I feel like because of the music that they're playing.
They're playing salsa music.
Okay, you're right. They are salsaing. Yeah. I remember.
So Chase takes notice of Andy.
Although and of course, Chase goes in there, it's more like a pineapple salsa.
It's salsa with cream cheese mixed in. Boy, this sure.
Ooh, love salsa.
Thank goodness that would have stung the throat.
Oh, I only have mild salsa. Ooh, I can't have it hot.
So Sophie notices that Chase has noticed how well Andy is dressed. So we cut to a salsa dancing montage. And actually, I think I love this part because it's much more. It's not like them trying to show off.
I did, but I didn't. It felt like dancing. It was kind of just kind of put in there.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, Havana Nights, Dirty Dancing.
I think it got to show them outside of like we're doing a formalized dance.
It did,
dance.
But it went too long.
It did go way too long.
Way too long.
It was very, very long. So while all this is going on, so Andy and Chase get very close as they dance, like creepy close. So Sophie dances with Moose to make them jealous.
But Moose?
Yeah, with Moose.
With the kid who looks like Michael Cera and like Shia LaBeouf. That's gonna make Chase jealous.
Yeah, like the clone that finally perfected that Jesse Eisenberg Michael Cera combination.
Right?
Yes.
That'll make him jealous.
So while they're also doing that towards the end of the montage.
You're dancing with George Clooney? Hey, Carrot Top, why don't you come dance with me? I mean, that's what it's equivalent to. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
No.
So one of the 410's crew shows up and alerts Tuck about what's going on, that all these people are here. So afterwards, they start breaking everything down. Andy and Chase go climb a tree to take some of the lights down. Missy compliments Sophie, and of course, you know, she warms up a little bit, and then Jenny Keto helps her.
Jenny.
So Chase says he's glad that Andy's at school, and so she says she's felt lost ever since her mother died, and of course starts going into it. She can't find her way back. And of course he comes back and says, it's not about trying to find your way back. It's about being able to move forward.
Move forward.
And then they lean in for a kiss.
And then they realize this is generic writing.
But right as that happens, a car turns on its lights. Which shines like right on them.
Perfectly.
For Sophie to see.
Because a car shoots way up into the, you know, the lights.
I did have a car that did that.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't
know.
Well,
congratulations. You're the one that uncovered
the
mystery of Andy and Chase.
Hey, look at those two making out.
Look at those two.
And so,
of
course.
The Baltimore streets are never the same.
Of course, like, Sophie is pissed and storms off. Now, in the meantime, Tuck and a couple of his crew jump Chase in the street and beat him up.
Yeah, like Chase is walking back to his car? I don't know where
he's
at.
Walking. They walked from the school back to where.
Oh, yeah, they
there.
Did. Yeah, that's right.
But he had a vehicle, so I don't know why he didn't just drive them all.
I don't know how big Baltimore is, but I'm going to say that's a long walk.
I would think so. But Tuck and a couple of his crew jump him and just beat the crap out of him. So the next day, Chase...
And I thought that was really odd.
Yeah. I didn't get why the crew member, the 410 crew, was just, like, there and sees them all.
I didn't know why, like...
Why
all
were
of a sudden,
out
the
in the
410
suburbs?
Crew is very violent and very, like... I don't know. It just felt very odd.
Well, I
and
think
then
that
we
goes
really
to
didn't...
The...
It was more like... Anyway, keep going.
That's the violent crew thing that they were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but still... We never really followed through with that. It was more like the next day.
Yeah, they weren't like they weren't
like a black eye.
Right, they weren't like dancing to steal people's money or whatever. Like, and all of a sudden we're doing this.
Yeah, or star-crossed lovers Maria.
Yeah,
and Tony.
Oh, Maria and Tony.
Oh, breezy Maria.
Oh, breezy Maria.
Oh, breezy Maria.
So
someone make a breezy Maria drink.
So the next day, Chase is just cold towards Andy. And right about then, she's trying to figure out what's going on and who hurt him because she sees the bruises. And there's a commotion in the hall. Andy finds that the 410 has vandalized their rehearsal halls. Like, it is smashed. All the mirrors are smashed. Everything is spray painted. It's
just been
trash.
I felt like they just moved trash into the building.
It kind of looked like that. Like, it didn't like, really look like they really... they were like, well, we can't really break everything. Right. So, Blake asks...
the set crew was all like, well, you know, we could put up this graffiti.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Blake asks if anyone knows what's going on. And there's a tag that says to stay off the... stay off, quote, the streets.
The streets.
So Blake forbids any student from participating and threatens them with expulsion if they if they take part.
Check out the boom. So, Blake, the big bad Blake.
So in the meantime, Andy said...
The real villain of this movie is Blake, right?
Kind of.
Not the crew. Not the on-the-streets crew.
Well,
that
there's,
beat up
there's some
the
of
white
that.
Kid.
There's some of that, but Blake is a different kind of a villain in this. So Andy tells the crew, hey, you guys got to disband. Like, it's getting too hot here. We can't do this.
Yeah.
And they say no.
They say, we're the Eagles. We always disband.
Yeah. But she doesn't want them to get into trouble. But just about then when she's trying to convince them, she gets pulled off to Blake's office. In the office, Blake accuses her of bringing delinquency into the school.
Yeah, this scene didn't... I was like, you're just blaming her because she was part of the streets?
Yeah.
Like, you're just assuming that was her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he, it's but a good he's been like but... that, but he's made weird little, like, denigrating, like, street dancer
yeah,
things
right.
the whole time that he's interacted with her.
Yeah.
So he's been
shitty
to her.
You didn't do it, buddy.
He's been shitty to
we
her.
We don't know who really did that. That could have been Blake.
Right.
We never really saw the crew
but
do it.
He doesn't, but that's the thing. He just targets her, which makes sense. He knows that she's like the charity case.
Just saying. Maybe so, he was like, I can't teach her. So I will, you know, mess up this whole room.
Yeah.
And then blame her and the streets on it.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem probably likely. But
no, not really, but I'm giving this movie too much credit.
Yeah, I think you are. So he asks if any other students were involved with this. She says no and won't tell him.
Right, because a one-woman dance crew.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he expels Andy. So she's out. Chase catches her in the hall, and she tells him it's done. Sorry, this whole thing is through. Back at home, Andy goes to talk to Sarah. And, of course, she won't listen to Andy at all. She's... just again saying, you know what? You're going to your aunt's in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, you're a, you know, juvenile.
Yeah, she's just looking down at her, thinking she doesn't see that she's really trying hard to be better. So Chase comes up and says, goes to Blake and says, it's his fault. So Chase goes to Blake and says that it's his fault that all this is going on. Blake says his decision is final. And he said, you know, I shouldn't have let her in because it didn't really benefit us at all. Chase says, you know what? Not everything is to benefit us. Like, this isn't all just about us.
Our Chase is growing up.
Some people love what they do, like Andy. And so then we cut to a sad packing montage. So... Andy's putting all of her stuff together. She's packing up, getting ready to leave for Texas. Chase's heart just isn't in his dance. He can only half-ass flail around.
All that white privilege.
I know. White privilege! So then the other students are just very melancholy themselves. So then we see... it's a dark and stormy day in Baltimore.
Oh, good yes. morning, Baltimore.
When the MSA fundraiser is going on. So...
like, how many... like, what's the time frame from here to the benefit? Is it like a couple days? Is it months?
It's not very long.
But I didn't get it.
It's supposed to be from here to... from where to the fundraiser?
From like the whole time? From when they expelled her to the fundraiser.
It's like the course of days.
Okay.
Not even that. It
but
might be a couple days.
I feel like it was.
Well, because they said earlier,
because
like...
the crew was all melancholy, like, the J crew was.
Yeah.
So it felt like that went on maybe too long.
Yeah. It was... She got expelled that week.
Okay.
And that weekend is the fundraiser.
Oh, darn. You can't do the fundraiser.
So. Chase is... They're having the fundraiser at the MSA Hall. Chase is overlooking the hall from this balcony. And basically all the other dancers are serving food. And I thought, oh, this is a flash mob kind of a thing. Surprise, it's not.
No, they start getting text messages.
Yeah,
I noticed like everyone that was serving was part of the crew.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're totally going to ruin this.
And they never did.
And they didn't.
No.
They get a text message.
Yeah, so Andy.
That the streets.
Yeah, Andy's at home. And she gets a text like while she's packing that says, hey, go to the streets. Here it is. Because they let you know the day of. So she gets a text. Okay. And so then one by one, each of the kids starts getting those texts as well. And at first they kind of ignore it. And then one by one, they start dropping their stuff
off. I
think
Chase is the one that starts the domino.
Yeah, he goes because he's like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then everybody else starts joining in as well. Like they just leave all their posts.
And what's his bucket? It's like, what's going on?
Yeah, he starts noticing something's going on. All the kids get together and go to Andy's house and beg her to dance with them. She helped make something great for them. She changed their lives. And, of course, Sarah overhears all of this. Never really heard this portion of it before. And so she asks Andy to come with her. Let's go talk real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to talk. She tells Andy that she could go. Because now she understands, like, what you've been doing. And, like, I get how important it is to you. And that you've used this now for good rather than, you know, being a delinquent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Moral. And she says, it's what your mother would want.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden it's like, okay.
Like, now you acknowledge that the dancing is important.
Dancing is important. Anyway. Your mother would want you to use dance for good, not evil.
Okay, so we now get to the streets. So crews are performing.
Taking it to
and it's,
the
again,
streets.
A lot of great dancing. All these people.
There is wonderful dancing in this. Yes. Is it the 401 crew?
410.
410 crew is amazing.
Yeah.
There's parts of that I'm like, how the hell do they do that?
Yeah, so everybody's dancing. When the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Dance shows up. Felicia and Tuck try to start shit. So they're just basically they're trying to take him down, tell him to go away and get out of there. We don't need you rich people here. And basically they decide we're going to settle this in a dance off. So Blake is at the school asking where everyone is in the meantime. Sophie actually says they're at the streets.
And
I was like,
yeah, and like Moose is still there too.
Yeah.
At the fundraiser.
Yeah. So he did not abandon his post. But
maybe he didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, maybe. But Sophie says they're at the streets. And I seriously, was getting ready to write something down about her being like a turncoat or like whatever. Because I thought she's doing this to get even. Because that's usually what that kind of character does.
Yeah. Like in the 80s.
The jilted girlfriend, the bitchy jilted girlfriend, whatever. Right. But she doesn't. So Blake is pissed, but Sophie says, you always told your students that you dance because you have something to say.
Oh, snap.
So she tells him, they're trying to speak and you're not listening to them.
What?
And then Moose agrees to take Blake with him to the streets, which I was like, okay, yeah. I appreciate it. Like, I was like, oh, Sophie's going to be a troublemaker.
I appreciate the message. I don't appreciate the dialogue is very cheesy.
No, yeah, it's very cheesy. But I appreciated that they didn't make Sophie's character, like, villainous either.
Yeah.
I liked that.
I don't even think she was villainous when she was at the salsa thing either. She was just
jealous. I think it was starting to wear down a little.
Yeah.
Like, we see her, like, cold wall starting to come down.
Yeah.
She
got the Moose effect on her. She got the antlers.
You mess with the Moose, you get his antlers. Anyway, back at the streets, The 410 does this really cool dance routine.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And so
one of
they
the
are,
best dancing I've seen in a yes, while on screen.
And it's very like, they do a lot of stuff that's cool where it's coordinated with not just like a couple people dancing at a time, but like where they're standing in a line and like each one of them does a different piece of that. And so like, it'll be, it looks like there's one person and then it'll kind of explode out with arms right, or whatever and come back. And it keeps doing that, and it keeps expanding.
They do a
like,
lot of flips
good,
without using their hands.
Yes.
Like, in a row. And yeah, I'm like, how the hell did you do that?
Yeah, it was good. But when they're all done, they just refuse to let the MSA kids dance. Which is bullshit, because it's supposed to be a dance-off.
But they're not the streets. They're the rich kids.
I get that.
Yeah. And that's why they won't.
Yeah.
So then they're like...
So now, Andy and Chase, two white people.
Yes, two white people.
They run up onto the stage and tell all of those people.
We're being persecuted.
Yeah, all those
this,
people from lower socioeconomic
because
statuses.
Because we are rich.
The streets should be for everyone.
Yes.
It shouldn't matter if you're rich or one of you. It's
you're being racist against us.
Yeah. You're being racist against us white folk.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But thank God for these white kids letting all these urban types know that the street dancing is for everyone.
It's for everyone.
I know. This was the part where I went, oh, shit.
There was a lot of parts I said, oh, shit. But this was the part where I was like.
This was the roughest one. When no, it was man, the roughest for me because two white people.
Yeah.
Jumped up on stage.
Yes.
Shushed a bunch
demanded
of.
Demanded to be listened to.
Shushed a bunch of other people. Demanded to be listened to. And then I took the mic from the DJ, the black DJ, yes, and was like, hey, listen up, everybody.
Listen to us.
Me and the mayonnaise
we'll take
it crew.
Outside to me, the real streets.
Me and the mayonnaise crew got something to say. Yeah, I was just like, oh, shit. When I saw that, it was
oh,
so
yeah,
awful. Anyway, Andy and Chase.
Our crew, Steely Dan, will be outside if you want to listen to it. If you want to see us dance. All right, go ahead.
So Andy and Chase say if they can't dance in the club, then we'll take it to the streets.
The real streets.
Yeah, like how it used to be.
Yeah, okay.
And so they go outside and they dance. And, of course, remember, it was stormy out.
It's stormy out.
So it started raining.
It is raining. And it
like
is downpouring.
Yeah.
At that point, isn't What's-His-Face and Sophie and Moose, aren't they there yet?
They are there.
Yeah.
Because at this point, Moose is joining in.
Because at this point, you don't need to raise any more money for the school.
Well, this,
the fundraiser.
The fundraiser is still going on. Later he says he's going back to it.
Yeah, but come on.
But okay, so I want to talk about this dance. Because this is supposed to be the, oh, that was
this
the
is supposed
awesome,
to be the, snap. This yeah, is better than
and it's
than
in
the
rain.
410.
So I want to talk about legitimate. I don't think this dance is as good as the
it
last
is
one,
not.
This so I learned something about. I did show choir when I was in high school. Surprise. But
I made fun of show choir in high school. Surprise.
Not really.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but watching, I never had heard about this yet. But watching Glee, they talked about choreography. Like where your dancing
I whip my hair back and forth.
Your dancing isn't as great, but you make it look giant
you it
because
look,
you're flipping your hair
it's
around.
It's what I do at work. I just make like moving my hands a lot makes me look like I'm doing my work.
Yeah. Yeah. There you
but
go.
Really I'm not.
So but that's kind of what this is. Because it's raining and they're doing moves. They're like kicking the water, so the water makes these giant like
giant,
splashes.
Yeah.
But they're not really doing anything
that's
as phenomenal
doing,
as Lester.
They're not doing those same flips. They're not as and you're right. These is more seasoned,
yeah,
you know, crew as opposed to them. But if this is supposed to be the moment,
yeah,
it's not really that great.
No, it's mostly what they're doing is kicking water around.
Is it impressive that you're doing it in water? Yes.
Yes.
Gene Kelly
is.
Did that, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah, but it's they're using the like. Water, the grandness of like all the water flying and splashing everywhere to cover the fact that their dancing is not as sharp as the other ones.
Yeah.
I think it was like, you know, it's it was choreography. It was them. It's them, like, the, when they choreographed this, they did that to kind of mask that. Because the, the 410, that crew's dancing was much, much sharper.
Anyway, keep going.
So Blake sees people going crazy and, like, just cheering them on. And he realizes, you can start to see him, like, get warmed up to it.
They're good.
Yeah. And he realizes.
They are speaking their mind.
But he realizes, like, how important this is.
It's important to them.
Yeah. And so he, like, realizes it. So he kind of warms up.
Yeah.
Sophie is there, and she's even cheering them on. Like, she's excited for them. When it's done, Sophie runs over and kisses Moose.
Yeah.
Blake.
She got those antlers.
Yeah, right. Blake lets Andy back in the school.
Yes. Oh, everything's pitch perfect now.
Yeah. And then he'll teach her, but she also needs to teach him.
So lessons are learned.
And then Andy,
in the moment of a routine, in the dance crew routine, minds have been changed.
There you go.
Lives have been altered. Race relations have been fixed.
So Andy and Chase kiss.
Yeah.
And the end.
Fade out in the end.
Yeah, the end.
You've been deuced.
There you go. Now, there is some, like, credits dancing, which is,
I mean,
okay.
There is,
but it's, they're dancing to Low by Flo Rida.
Which was popular back then, right?
Yeah. It still is popular at weddings.
Which is totally what you want to hear about your song. We're popular at weddings. All right. Well, that's what we thought of it, but let's hear what other people thought of it.
Yeah, let's hear.
This person gave it an 8 out of 10, says, it's not that bad. Petya89 is her name.
No Petya.
Oh, right. It doesn't have what it takes to get the Oscar, but I personally like the dancing scenes. Actually, I was amazed by them. In my opinion, this movie deserves the 8 points after I read how hard was the shoot for The Last Dance in the Rain. Sure. And after I saw the movie and the great dances, I think this movie deserves a high opinion. I would recommend it to people who want to get away for a half hour. I enjoyed every minute of it. The actors had some weak points, but all in all, they did a good job to present the protagonists in the films, and they did a great job with the dancing scenes. So that's pretty nice. This person is SamIM3, and they gave it a 3 out of 10. And say, step down. And they say, the more flips and spins and twirls or shakes Step Up 2 does, the more time the audience has to reflect on the fact that this amateur is missing everything else. Step Up 2 makes every storytelling mistake possible. Dialogue driven, over exposition, flat character, contrived plot devices, silly lines, and an insulting misuse of montage. Step Up 2 wasn't so well written itself, but at least it looks like the product of a filmmaker. This looks like the product of a hack. It is stripped to the bone of a story and overstuffed with dance numbers that look choppy and uneven. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Step Up 2, as promised as it may sound, is surprising. Everything goes to waste, including the 2 hours of my life and whatever foolish choice to approach this picture.
That's a little harsh. Not even 2 hours long.
Yeah,
Dave.
Yeah. So not even with the dance numbers at the end, is it that long?
It's
a little harsh.
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
That's a little harsh. These people, like, those dance numbers are really good.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
To do a dance number, you do that. SamIM3.
Yeah. Right. So what did you think was the best part of the movie?
Oh, we're just jumping right into it.
Yeah, let's do it. 5 questions. Let's get it on.
Okay, the dance numbers are the best part of the movie.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there is some merit to what SamIM is saying. The dialogue is not really that well fleshed out.
Right.
The story kind of doesn't know what it wants to be at the beginning. Kind of yo-yos back and forth. Having said that, the dancing is the best part of this movie.
The plot is cliché.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, we know what this is.
The plot is cliche, so. But I think the
dancing
is strong.
You can watch this, though, and be like, this is entertaining.
Yeah,
it's fine.
The dancing is strong. The dancing, I thought, was done very well.
Yeah. think the heart of the message is is fine.
And I love
like the way it was written, like I said, but I like how. Yeah.
I love that it's like dance. They don't, when it comes to the dancing and even the script itself, they're not like, ballet, you dance old, Grandma Fart. They're like, they don't disregard other styles of dance. Yeah. They're not disregarding them. They are just asking for the street dance to be acknowledged like everything else.
Are you saying the best part is the dancing then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that though. Where it wasn't, this movie is not dragging on other dance styles. It's just asking for.
No, we even get salsa in the middle of it.
Yes. It's just asking for their style to be recognized as legitimate like everybody else's.
Yeah.
Which I like that because it's, to me, that's more upbeat and positive than. Yeah.
Can I also
negative.
Say that I also like not necessarily the casting of great actors, but instead of casting great actors, they casted great dancers.
Yes.
And those dancers just happen to be of minority, which is good to see in a film like this.
Yeah.
It's not all white. We were making fun of the J crew.
Right.
There are a lot of white people in that. And we're making fun of the last dance number. But there are a lot of like Asian and African American actors in this movie, and that's good to see.
Yeah, a lot of Latino actors.
Yeah, a lot of, and some Latinos. Yeah. So it is multicultural.
Yeah. Would you reboot, continue, or cancel?
I'm not a really big fan of these types of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel.
Okay. See, now, I actually said continue.
Well, you would be wrong.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to be wrong.
Okay. No. If we're going to do it like that, yes. Continue, well, but I'm doing my personal
opinion. But here's my whole thing.
Isn't the question, would you like it to be? Not, would you like it to be for someone else?
It said, would you reboot, continue, or cancel?
Okay, keep going.
So, but I do. I think it should continue because I think that there is a market for this out there. There are people who enjoy the dance, like dance movies like this.
I disagree. I think the time's over for
what? It's over now, but I mean from when that happened, I'd want to continue it. But I think there was room for those. It's just like Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time when those were much more relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always an audience for them. I'm not the audience for it, but there is an audience for it.
No, you make me, you drag me to those movies all the time.
The Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah.
And then I leave you there while I go watch something better. No, those aren't my movies, but people like them.
Like, but for another movie or like a famed TV series?
Not even like a famed TV series. Okay. Like, I just don't even think it needs to be her story necessarily. I just would continue it. The Step Up movies.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Do you think it stands on its own?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah, this movie does stand on its own. Not a lot, except for Channing Tatum coming in and talking a little bit. Are we even talking about the first movie?
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what the first movie was about.
I think it's about dancing.
No, but you know what I mean. I know. Like the plot of it?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a carbon copy of this. No. I couldn't even tell you that.
But I like that this movie is probably, of most of them, this one probably has the most callback, I think. Or the least callback,
the least callback?
Yeah, because it's, even if I didn't know Channing Tatum was, I was trying to think about this. If I didn't know Channing
even
Tatum was
didn't,
in that first movie, I would think he was a character who was just from her past.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have bothered me, because like, that they didn't have to go into it.
Yeah.
It made sense for what he was doing there, even if you don't take
it. He has enough screen time that he's not, like,
just
thrown away.
Yeah.
Like, they're using him correctly.
Right. No, I think it did stand on its own.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to see the first movie?
No.
I put maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe for me, but, like, a very not really.
I wouldn't turn it off if it was playing in the background. But I wouldn't go out of my way.
I wouldn't kick him out of the bed for eating crackers by any means, but no.
Okay.
But
no, I'm actually, part of me is like, I wonder how Channing Tatum danced in that. So, because he dances. So, you know, I'm kind of interested to see his performance in that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But
maybe.
I wouldn't want to see all the rest of it necessarily. Yeah, just no, Tatum's but
there's
dance.
Probably a maybe in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to assume that that's kind of where he got popular.
I think
was
so.
Was through this movie.
Yeah.
Not this movie, but the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And sum your experience up in two words.
The streets.
And I put, step up.
I think I'm having a hard time with that because this there's not a lot to this movie.
Yeah. It's really
a noodle that you throw at the wall, wait for it to stick.
Yeah.
And if it does, really is, you go with it.
It's just kind of a structure to tie all your dancing together.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's just kind of like, yeah, we got to connect it somehow.
Yeah. And so it's not like the most phenomenal thing that's out there.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's many things that are far better acted, far better put together.
We have watched worse movies than this.
Yes. But this movie, like, if you like dance stuff, if you like these kind of dancing movies,
the shit out of
then
this.
Watch this. It's a fine product. If dancer, that's your thing, definitely watch this.
If you
this.
Are a dancer, if you like that, do it, because there's some wonderful dancing in this.
Yes. If you like that, watch this.
I do not prefer this, you know, I don't dance.
Right.
Well, because I don't do it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to dance.
Nobody puts Bradley in a corner.
What do we got going on, Jeremy?
Well, we have some more dance movies coming up.
Great. So more of me putting me in the corner.
Yes, all the time. But
what dance movie? It's a more dance party.
Anyway, we have Staying Alive is coming up.
But and I'm excited for this, and I think a lot of listeners.
I think
this is a podcast.
We have our pièce de résistance.
Drum roll, are going to do Electric Boogaloo.
Breaking two.
Electric Boogaloo. Excited for that.
We are going to go back to
this is what people
sequel.
Make fun of. Like, when they think of, like, sequels, they always put, like...
Electric Boogaloo.
Like, Daddy's Home 2, Electric Boogaloo, or whatever. I don't know. I'm just making
up. Yeah, we used to, Court from Cinema Psyops and I always used to say when we were younger, like, We said that any movie that has a number two on it should have the tagline of Electric Boogaloo. Yeah. And everything that was the third movie should instead be 3D.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. We'll go with that. All right. So we got that going on for us.
Yeah. So you have to tune in. These ones are probably going to be coming pretty quick to you because I got to make up a little ground after... dragging us down with my
way to drag my us illness. Down. I told you have that NyQuil handy, that like Mucinex or whatever. Yes. It was.
And then once we get through these, then we start into December.
December
with our Christmas movies.
We are doing Christmas sequels. We are excited about that. Sequels,
yes.
And then that will lead us up to the new year.
Yep.
But until then, remember, folks, that what Jeremy,
the sequel is king. Did I do it right?
Yeah, finally. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let it rain. Let me talk to you. Come on. So to have a musical party, ting, ting, boots with the bird. Lord.
pop and they ready for shows. Got a Lex made back for the sexy grown. Put tone on the rocks that'll make you moan. One step, come on. Two steps, come on. Three steps, come on. Now that's 3 grand. What you think I'm playing? Baby girl, I'm the man. I did a rubber band. That's when I told her, her legs on my shoulder. I knew it was over. That Henny and Cola got me like a soldier. She ready for Rover. I couldn't control her. So lucky on me, I was just like a clover. Shorty was hot like a toaster. Sorry, but I had to fold her. Like a pornography poster. She showed her.